I guess we stay with rugby league. How are you, Dobbo?
Yeah, good, guys. Round 22 done and dusted, and we're no clearer. I might have made a statement last week that Brisbane had to win, and that would have guaranteed them a spot in the eight.
Are we not?
Win they did, Dobbo.
Yeah, I want to retract that comment. Have won last week. They did beat Newcastle. But no one suspected that the Raiders were going to come out of the woodwork. Now, obviously, no Ricky Stewart there yesterday. The reports are that there was a Viking mascot running around kicking chairs throughout the course of the game. That was Ricky Stewart incognito.
Stay on Ricky Stewart. Yeah. This was before the game, and I didn't even pick up who it was because my ears pricked up and I didn't see who was on the screen. This is Fox Sports before the game. One of the boys talking about Ricky not being there.
Yeah, to be honest, it's just been like normal with the senior players, and our assistant coaches have obviously just taken a bit more of a head role. But obviously not having Sticky around the place is a little bit different, but nothing changed for us this week with our preparation. So probably feel more sorry for his wife at home having to put up with him a bit more.
I put it to you, Dobbo. You don't change a winning team. Ricky Stewart should never go to training until they lose.
I don't think Kaylee Stewart would be happy with that.
I think
she's sick of him. She wants him back at training. And look, the Raiders are a chance of making the eight. And so let's. The scenario is that we can go through. The Panthers are home. Cowboys are home. Sharks are home. Storm home.
Right.
The Rabbitohs, the Broncos, the Eels, the Roosters, and the Raiders. I'm going to say the Rabbitohs are there.
How come three games to go just for everyone, Dobbo, who's playing along?
Yeah. Okay, so they've got to play Penrith, the Cowboys, and the Roosters. You would think they would win one of those games. Jeez. You would think that they would win one of those games. Penrith, the Cowboys, and the Roosters.
Yeah.
If they don't win any of those games, they won't make the eight. You'll need 30 points to make the eight. So let's quickly go through the Roosters' home games. The Roosters, they're on 26 points.
Yep.
They've got the West Tigers. They'll beat them.
Yep.
The Storm and the Rabbits. You would think that they would win one of those games. That will take them to 30 points.
Yeah.
The Raiders, they've got the Dragons. They beat them. They've got the Knights, Manly, and the West Tigers. I think they're going to win all three of those games. They're on 24 points.
Hey, Manly, just quickly on that, Manly are gone. Manly fair dinkum, that pride round and the split with the silent seven, that's ruined them. Righto, so they're gone. Yeah, okay.
So they'll be on 30 points. So you've got what you predict, the Roosters and the Raiders on 30 points. The Broncos, okay, they're run home. They've got to beat the Storm, Parramatta, or the Dragons. I think they'll win this weekend, but let's just say they only beat the Dragons. 30 points, they make the eight. So here, guys, our old faithful Parramatta. You know, and we just love Parramatta. They're on 28 points.
Yeah, who have they got?
They've got their old rivals, the Bulldogs. They've got the Broncos and the Storm. So if, and this is where I'm rooting
Storm
for.
Storm are looking good at
Parramatta
the moment.
Fans,
Munster's good.
I'm saying Parramatta, please, you can wait. 1986 is a long time. You're going to have to wait another year.
Be careful, Dobbo.
Ultimately, it doesn't come down to the team anymore, though. It comes down to the calls of the referees. And there's been some shockers over the weekend, Dobbo.
Where do you stand on all that, Dobbo, with the bunker? Do we get rid of it, or do we only allow them to rule on the grounding?
Well, what we do know now is that it doesn't matter if it goes on the field. The Griffin name, Matt Lodge holding Griffin name when the Roosters, that was as blatant as blatant. Everybody's going, that's a penalty. No, it's not. It's a try, and that changed the course of the game. Look, they were soundly beaten.
But what about Canberra? The Dragons were robbed.
Yeah. Well, it had to be a square up for a couple of weeks ago for Canberra, but, that's what happens. Sometimes there's a square up, and that happened yesterday. No one honestly thought the Dragons were going to make the eight. The Raiders were still a chance. Why are they all throwing it up in the air? Who cares? But, yes, it should have been a penalty. Zach Lomax ties the game up. They're going to Golden Point. I agree. I think the bunker, what do you overview? It's been a schmozzle all year. How do you overview the bunker? They don't seem to get it right. We used to have one referee with no bunker, and it was the rub of the green. Some you won, some you lost.
And we'd sit here on a Monday whinging as well.
Yeah. What was wrong with that?
Same as it is now.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh. So, interesting times ahead. Listen, Friday night, there's two big blockbusters. There's the Lions taking on Melbourne in the AFL, and then there's Melbourne taking on Brisbane in the NRL. Both games.
Same time,
unfortunately.
Same time.
Gabba and Suncorp.
Will those teams fly up together? Dobbo? Well, I don't know. On the same flight. They're both the Melbourne teams. Same time the game is.
Both games are extremely important for our Brisbane
Bloody
club.
So yeah, we need the Lions to win.
Yeah, Lions to win. Yeah, won't it, Margo? That'll be a throwback to your old days, mate, when you used to party. Where would you be going? The Valley? Straight to the Valley?
Well, I'm actually going to be doing a late night pickup from Suncorp Stadium because I've got children going to the game without me. I've got a karaoke birthday party.
How times
have changed.
When
has that ever stopped you, Margo? When has that ever stopped your children? Children's never stopped you before, ever.
That's right. Dobbo, plenty to look forward to. Thanks, mate. Hey, well, listen to Sarvo. Don't let them pick on you either, Dobbo. They're up here all the time. They're up here.
Picking on him? Mate, oh, the other rush hour guys. Up Dobbo.
Liesl, Liam. Mate, go on, mate. Stick up yourself.
To beat it, mate.
That's what happens. I'm just used to it. I've got thick skin, as you all know.
Lucky.
See ya.
Checking out the Sarvo, Liesl, Liam and Dobbo here on Triple M.